No question.
Okay. Today is Daf Lamed Vav. We are on Lamed Hey Amud Beis. We're up to the Nutla Pitmaso. If the Pitum was removed, Tan Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, Nutla Buchnaso. The Buchna was removed. What's that? So in English, it's a pestle, right? That looks like a stick, which you crush the spices. What does that mean? So Rashi says, famous Rashi, Tani Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, Nutla Buchnaso. V'masnitzin ha'yotani lahai nitla pitmaso buchnaso. Right? The pitum and the buch is the same thing. L'fisha yichad, it's a stick. For also it came in buchna. It looks like a buchna. That's what it looks like, the pitum. Zeh lashon mori hazakin Rabbeinu Yaakov. That's what Rabbeinu Yaakov said, which is what we call a pitum. That's what, right? If that came off, it's puzzle.
Yaakov was Rashi's, right?
Yeah. Who is that? One second. Av Rabbeinu Yitzchak Halevi, another one of his Rebbeim, Hayim Afarish, Pitmaso V'Ukto Shnehem Bezanov. They're both on the bottom, like a tail. Ukto Shnitel Ha'et Mimasha Chutz Laguma. The Ukut is what you cut off, right? What you cut off from the tree. And that's V'Shesra Kosher. Pitmaso Shnitla Sh'Ukut Mitoch Then, if you remove it after that, that's called the pitum, that's puzzle. In other words, it's all the ukets, not the pitum on top. V'hainu d'tani Rabbi Yitzchak bar Elazar nutla buchnaso ma shema nichnas besoch esrog buchna. That's a whole other pshat. It means if you puncture it like a umakik be'asisa, forget that. The Lashon Rabbi Yaakov Nirali, I think Rabbi Yaakov's right. You don't find two different words for the same thing. First shot is, it's the pitum. The second shot is, it's the ukets. Why is it called pitum? No, it's the ukets when you cut it off. And then afterwards it gets removed from the esrog. And the third shot is, it's neither of those. It's just a puncture like a buch and like a stick, like a needle. Right? Tosfos has a whole long discussion here about how really maybe it is the same thing, and maybe it is the ukets. We don't assume that. Not that much to discuss. We don't assume that. We assume a pitum is a pitum. After the first day, even though people might not feel comfortable with this, it could be it's okay, because it's only a chaser, and a chaser on the rest of Sukkot is okay. First day of problems. In Chutz Lo'etz, it's the first 2 days. Okay? You want to have an esrog, doesn't have a pitum, it's 100% okay. What else is there to say about that? No? Nothing else. Okay. Next. Yeah, Yanavis Rogan. So I did hear once that the reason why some Esrogim have pitums and some don't, putting aside Yanava, which I can't explain that, you could have a tree in Israel where they're growing Esrogim, and some have pitums and some don't have. So I heard a pshat from a Rav in Eretz Yisrael who said, the reason why that's true is because he said he was by a tree, an Esrog tree, and he noticed there was like a telephone wire going by, and the birds were on one side of the tree, because that's where the wire was, and on the other side they weren't, and that side had pitums, and the other side didn't. So he thought it was because of fertilizer, that side has more fertilization, and that's why that side has pitums. I spoke to Kalak about that. He said that's not true. That's nothing to do with that.
It's got to do with birds.
Because the birds go to the bathroom.
They fertilize it.
You heard that? You heard that story? You ever heard that? You ever have a windshield of a car? So birds go to the bathroom, right?
And that's it
had extra, more fertilization than the other side of the tree. Chalak told me that's not the reason. That's nothing to do with that. He said it's the male and the female, and when they're starting to bud, whether it'll cut out or not. It has nothing to do with fertilization.
That's not right either?
So that's what he told me. He would know, no? He should know. No, that's what he told me. He told me that it has nothing to do with fertilization. It has to do with how they...
It doesn't answer the Yanava question.
Because the ones from Yanava...
All have. None
of them have a pitum. Right. None of them have a pitum. Right. Right.
They have no birds in the...
And clearly, the idea of a pitum existed.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't like that they made that up in the Middle Ages. Right? It's in the Gemara.
One of my problems I always had with the whole thing.
Right. Okay.
Listen, everybody's got to have a card for something.
Correct.
For everything.
So, right.
Look hard for it, sounds like you can't say the wrong.
Okay, next. Niklaf. Niklaf means peeled. Thank you. Amarava. Hi, Esroga. You have an Esrog. The Iglid Ke Ahina. That's peeled like a date. Sumka, a red one. Ksheira, it's kosher. Aye, Vanan Tanan. Vanan Niklaf puzzle. But the Mishnah said, if it's peeled, it's puzzle. How can it be peeled and still be kosher? Well, kasha, it's not a kasha. Ha, Bakula. If the whole Esrog is peeled, it's okay. Why is it okay? Because it looks like it's one color at least. Ha, bimixasa. Hey, you peel part of it here and there, and it's all different colors, like a reddish type of color. That's a problem. So it's, why is it not a chasa? Maybe it's not the first day. Then we said nizdak v'nikav. If it's nizdak, what does nizdak mean? Cut. Oh, nikav means it's punctured. Tani ulubar chanina. Nikav nekev mefulosh b'mashahu. What does punctured mean? Even if it's a mashahu. Take a needle, but it has to go through. Mefulosh means it goes through, right? It has to go through the whole esrog, even a mashahu. She ain't a mefulosh, but if it doesn't go through, then ki'isser. Then it has to be the size of an isser, which is a coin, a small coin. Says Rashi over here, anikev v'lo chaser koi, if it's punctured and not missing, machsher tar armish, that it's okay. In other words, if you can have such a thing, if you can have a hole that doesn't go through, that's not missing, how could that be? You have a hole, but when you take the needle out, the part that it sealed itself, that's okay, says Rashi. V'asa hai tana lemeimar, de'im mefulashu mitzido letzido, but if the hole goes through, the hole from one end of it to the other, puzzle, benekef kol shehu, afilu shal machat, even the size of a needle. Benekev she'edem mefulish, and if it doesn't go through, ki'isr, like the size of a coin. Imrachav ki'isr pasal, if it's as thick as a coin, it's pasal. Af al pishal chaser, even though klum, even though it's not lacking anything, nothing's missing. Kigon shetacha bo yeset ava. Let's say you take a peg and you press on the esrog. Umasnis and pachas miki ki'isr v'she'edem mefulish, and the Mishnah must be talking it's less than that, and it doesn't go through. Then it's kosher. Okay, now the Gemara asks such a strange question. Boy Rava. Noldo be esrog simone treifa mahu. If the esrog has something that, if this would be in an animal, it would be a treifa, does it pass the esrog? So might come in barley. What does that mean? What does that mean? The animal has certain punctures and certain holes in certain parts of the certain organs will render it a puzzle. The animal will be a treifa, right? Has a hole in the brain and a hole over here, and this is no good. This is ripped. That's torn. All that is treifas. So what if you have all that in an esrog? So what kind of question was that? What do you mean to ask? E niklaf, you mean it was peeled? There are some organs that can't have a peel, that can't be peeled. Tanina, the Mishnah said that. E nistak, it's cut. Tanina said that. E nikev as a whole. Tanina said that. So what's his question? We learned all the choices. So the Gemara says, no, ki kabi boyle ki deula am Rabbi Yochanan. The question was like this. You have a reya, a lung, shenifshecha kiketone, that whatever's inside the lung became, I don't know what, but the lung became just a cup, like a cup, and everything inside just pours out like water. So if you have an esrog like that, where the outside the esrog looks nice and good, and inside there's nothing doing in there, it's all rotted away or moist, it all became liquidy. That's what I want to know. Is that esrog
kosher in the lungs?
What?
Kosher.
Vama Rava. What? Yes. V'hu dekaima simpunha. As long as you have the arteries are still present, yes. Ha lo kaimi simpunha. But if you don't have those arteries, then true.
Bronchial
tubes. If you don't have them, then trefa, then it's taka trefa. Ha chamai. What about over here? Right? Says Rashi, Hachamai, im nimuach, if it's all dissolved, the kaimi simpunha, the bronchial tubes are still present, the hainu, that's the same thing as chadre hazera, you ever open up an esrog? So an esrog has a very, very thick skin, and then in the center is a fruit and seeds. So that's called the Chadre Hazera, the room of the seeds. That's like the Simpuha, right? Shahagarin and Bezochem. The seeds are in there. So that's his Rava's question. Yeah, by an animal. If you have the tubes, it's kosher, the lung, even though really there's nothing inside, it's all dissolved. What about by an esrog?
Well, the question doesn't make sense, because by an animal you're supposed to open the animal and examine. And an esrog, you're not supposed to open the esrog to look at anything.
You're not allowed to, because then you'll have it cut. It's a good question. Right? So anyway, he answers like this. Dilma, maybe, hasam hu delo shalapei avira, hadar baria. Since over there there's no air that it gets in, it's healthy. It'll end up becoming healthy. Aval hacha, the shalat be'avira, seruche masrachas. Here, there's no air. There's no air in the esrog. Therefore, it'll continue to get ruined, and it's worse. Odil maloshna, maybe there's no difference, and then it should be kosher. So tashma.
The lungs don't interact and communicate with the environment. That's exactly what happened.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. I'm not sure what this question is. Toshma, esrog tafuach saruach. If an esrog is tafuach or saruach, what's tafuach and saruach? It's two words that both mean dissolved. What?
Rotted.
Rotted, dissolved. Right. Fine. Kavush. Kavush means he's stuck in the water. Pickled. Shaluk is cooked. Kushi, black esrog. Lavan, a white one. Menumar, or spotted. Pusel, all that is pusel. We're going to get to the answer in a minute. Esrog kikadur, an esrog like a bull. Says Rashi, always fascinating Rashi. Also kimin kadur agul, it's really like a round ball. You see something that looks like that. Esrog looks like a baseball. Right? You see, that's like a baseball. So officially, they're puzzle. Sometimes I see people have them, but they make them chinuch sets because nobody will buy that. Correct. One second. Puzzle. It's puzzle. Says Rashi, kadur is peluta. You know what peluta is, Marcel?
Pelota.
What's pelota?
So it's a ball.
It's a ball. What game they call pelota?
Soccer.
Not soccer. Yeah. Highlight. You know the game Highlight?
No. Yeah.
Highlight they have in Florida. Highlight, you know what Highlight is?
Of course.
The ball in Highlight is called, first of all, the game is called Pelota in South America. And the ball itself is also called the Pelota.
Oh, the soccer game they also call Pelota.
Yeah?
In Spanish, yeah.
Because of the ball.
In Spanish.
So funny that Rashi usually quotes French, right?
Yeah, right.
And here,
it could be the same thing in French.
It could be. There's a little Dalit here. What does a Dalit say? Oh, no, just ball. Okay. No, it doesn't say okay. Anyway, puzzle.
Oh,
yeah. Why, she knows Spanish?
No, she's French.
No, see, I'm confused.
That's Canadian French, eh?
That doesn't speak Canadian French.
V.H. Omrim, speaking Canadian French is like speaking American English. V.H. Omrim, af hatiom esrog. Even if, what? Yeah. Even if the esrog is like doubled over, like sometimes you have that, like two esrogim fused together. Haboser. How do they translate the word haboser? Haboser. How do they translate that?
Haboser.
They don't translate it? I'm not sure what it means. I'm not sure what it means, haboser. I think it means some kind of cook. Right, so it's like not really ready. Haboser. Rabbi Akiva Pozel. V'chachal Machshirin. Okay, good. God lo b'defus, if you put it in a defus, it's a form. You want your esrog to look perfect. So what do? You take it when it's very young, when it's still maybe soft, and it'll have the perfect bumps and perfect shape. Vasa kemin bria acher is puzzle. You made it like something else, it's puzzle. You want it to look like a pear, it's going to be puzzle. But, k'tani miha, but what we said in this list, was tefuach and seruach. And we didn't say tefuach v'seruach, it was like one thing. My love, doesn't that mean tefuach mibachutz v'seruach mibifnim? One's outside, one's inside, right? Which would mean the Rav's question is answered, and the answer is it's puzzle. So the Gemara says, lo, no, idi vidi mibachutz. It could be both outside. V'lo kasha. Why did it repeat itself? Ha tefuach afagaf delo serach, and ha deserach afagaf delo tefach. One without the other is also puzzle. What exactly that means, I don't know. Okay, now Amar Mar, esrog kushi puzzle. A black esrog is puzzle. Ay, Vatanya, kushi, kosher. a kushi is kosher. Black asperic is fine. Dome el kushi puzzle. But if it looks like one, it's puzzle. Amar Abaya, no. Kitzan nami masnis and dome el kushi tzan. Well, when we said it's puzzle, we meant dome el kushi. Rava Amar, now lo kasha. You asked me a kasha about a black asperic? Lo kasha. Halon, halahu. It depends. For here and there. What does that mean, here and there? Says Rashi. Halon, halahu. Rashi says something impossible. Rashi is like this. La'ola masnisin kushinami puzzle. Really, a black asperic is puzzle. He said it's kosher. Lo kasha, it's not a kasha. Masnisin livnei Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah is talking about in Israel. Sherechokin me Eretz Kush. It's far away from Africa. The Einam Regilim behem. Nobody has a black asperic in America, in Israel. It's not normal. It's so far away. Brisa. The Brisa was talking about livnei Bavel. Shekrovim lekush. Much closer to Kush. V'regilabem. So they had them. So it was common. When we call Makom, Begadol Khan, V'doma Lakushi, Nidmahu, it's impossible. But if it looks like a Kush, it's even worse. Why is that worse? Because then it's not here and it's not there. And it's nothing. Therefore, it's puzzle.
How's Bavel?
Ask the Rishash, what's Rashi talking about?
Wait.
Eretz Yisrael is close.
Yeah, Eretz Yisrael is closer.
The Rishash, what's Rashi talking about? Eretz Yisrael is much closer. It's not geography. It's just not right. Eretz Yisrael is closer to Kush than Iraq. Eretz Yisrael is closer to Africa than Bavel, which is Iraq.
Yeah, Bavel is towards.
Look at a map. It's much closer. What's Rashi talking about? Therefore, the Rishash says, I wouldn't have given that answer because I don't know how to explain that. Unless you want to say, which is some try to revive Rashi, now there was a different place called Kush. And it was close.
Kush, they say, is Africa?
Yeah.
They
called it the whole Africa.
Well, this Rashi is not politically correct. I mean, come on.
It's not a question of politically correct.
Black asterisk is no good?
Yeah. It's no good. You know why? Because if you live in... If you live in... Now, why does a black asterisk have to only be in Kush?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
But no, it makes a lot of sense. If you live in... By the way...
The odds are, there's no black Africa.
What? Correct. But one second. That's another assumption. By the way, there's a bracha that you make when you see a kushi. When you see a black person, you make a bracha. Why? Because they never saw them. They never saw them. So you don't make that now. You never saw them. They never saw such a thing.
That used to be in Finland.
In Finland, they used to make a bracha. And they never saw such a thing in these places. Anyway, says the Rishash, I wouldn't have given this answer because it's not right. I would have said, depends who you are. If you're a kushi... If you live among the Kushim, then it's very normal. And if you don't, it's very bizarre. It's very simple. It's not where you are, but who you are. If you live in that kind of place, it's very normal. Then it's 100% kosher. But if you live in another place where it's so strange, something like that, then it's not going to be kosher.
In Europe, in Eastern Europe, there's nothing is normal there back then. They had what? Nothing back then. So what's normal back then? They had nothing.
Well, but if that's the case...
Right. I'll tell you something funny. Yesterday, I was giving the daf at work. So there were two people there at the daf. More than two people, but two people. One guy says, he comes from Iran. And he left Iran in 1979 by the uprising. He left Iran. He was an Iranian guy. He says, in his shul in Iran, they had one esek for the whole shul. One set. They got it from Israel. They used to get it. Once in a blue moon, the rich guy had his own. Otherwise, one for the whole shul. They would pass it around. 1977. Yeah, I'm not talking about 1477.
Yeah, in Iran.
1977. Then there was another guy, Iran Ratner's father-in-law. He's a professor in downtown Brooklyn. He's by the DAP. He tells me he comes from Morocco. He says, we used to buy a set for a dollar. The whole set was a dollar. It was like buying an apple today. That's how common they were. The Esrog, the Lul, it's all there in Morocco. In Morocco. Because he's like buying it. I go to the store, buy a thing of bananas for 39 cents.
I think that's true. I think a cousin of mine.
That's what he said. It's such, and they're not, by the way, they're not that far away from each other. I mean, Morocco's in Africa and Iran is in Asia. Okay. One for the whole shul, and one they used to buy them like you buy bananas today.
So according to this,
so fascinating.
If you like interesting. Taimani Esrog here, that probably will be possible.
Interesting. That's an interesting Shaila. What's a Taimani Esrog?
Those gigantic ones.
So that might be possible. That's why? So bizarre. Because it's so bizarre.
Because in Israel you have a lot, but here nobody has something.
No Esrog in David Tahiya, or even you're importing them from outside.
It's not true. Because
not all like that.
Those are unusual anyway.
They grow them like that intentionally.
Right. So Marcel said that here that's so so here that's so bizarre that you have the status of a Kushi Esrog.
What's
that should,
not bizarre? They're all born
I know, but when you look around the shul, you have 100 people. 98 of them look the same. You have two people with some strange looking Esrog. Okay.
Has anybody ever seen a black Esrog?
No.
I've never.
You have to ask the Esrogim guys because they see things that we don't never see. They see things that you don't get. They don't get to the shul. You only see in shul, right? Or when you go to the store. But they don't even put that out. You know. Next, Esrog HaBoser. What about Esrog HaBoser? Whatever this means, unripe. Rabbi Akiva, Pasav Achal Machshir. Amar Rabba, Rabbi Akiva. Rav Shimon, Amru Davar Echad. Maybe Rabbi Akiva and Rav Shimon said the exact same part. What? Rabbi Akiva Hadamar. What we just said. That what? That it's kosher. Rabbi Shimon Omayi. What's Rabbi Shimon? The Tanya. Rabbi Shimon Poter Es Esrogim Bekotnan. He would passel the Esrog that was very, very small. Passel it in what? passel it from Meiser. Not ready. It's not considered a Gemar. It's not ready yet. So I'm like, Abaya, no, Dil Malachi, they're not the same thing at all. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Akiva hacha to be eaten hadar v'leka. Boaster's not hadar, it's not ready. Aval hasam, karabanan severely. Maybe he would hold like the rabbanon. That what? Since they're edible, the chayav ma'aser. Not the same at all. Inami, ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shimon hasam. Maybe Rabbi Shimon would say over there that the only reason why they're not chayav ma'aser, they say aser to aser is called tvuah zarecha, kederech shebnei adam motzin lizvia. That's not normal. Aval hacha, but over here, karabanan sirulei. Maybe they would agree with the rabbanan and a boaster esrog would be kosher. And now the Gemara says something unusual. Fasula midi, something more to say. They're not the same. You can't compare the machlokas about maaser, the machlokas about esrog. They're not the same machlokas. Nothing more to say. Godlo bitfus, if you made it in a defus, vatso kamin beria, acheres pasal. Amar rava, lo sha, I don't know what this means. Lo sha el kamin beria acheres. Only a minute you made it like another min. Aval kibriyaso, kosher. But if you made the form, like an esrog, that's okay. It's a pshita, not obvious. Kamin bir acheres tanan. So you can't make it like another one, but you can make it like an esrog. No. Lo tzricha, I'm not sure what this means. Davida dapi. You made it in stages? You made it in stages? What does that mean exactly? You made the form in different stages?
Yeah.
And that's okay too. It, as long as it looks like an esrog. I don't know what that is exactly. Okay. Next, Itmar, Esrog shenegvuhu achbarim. What if you have an esrog and mice took some little bites out of it? So Amar Rav, ain ze hadar. That's not hadar.
What?
That's not hadar.
The problem.
Yeah. What else is it?
It's missing.
What? It's missing. Yeah. 1 second. 80. Rabbi Chanina matvil bay v'nafik bay. Rabbi Chanina took a bite out of his esrog, and he used it. So what do you mean it's not? What do you mean? What's the difference between Rabbi Chanina and a mouse? By the way, Rabbi Chanina kashin matnisin. How can Rabbi Chanina do that? Doesn't the Mishnah say that you can't have a chaser esrog? What's going on here? So bishlam matnisin Rabbi Chanina lo kasha. Rabbi Chanina is not a kasha. Why? Kan yontif rishon, kan yontif sheni. Oh, yontif rishon, you're not. I'll take a bite out of it. Yontif sheni, you are, because the pasul of chaser doesn't apply yontif sheni.
Only the first day.
Only the first day. Echotar's first 2 days. El rav kasha. But according to Rav, it's a kasha. Why is Rav a kasha? Says Rashi. Damar ein ze hadar kasha to Rabbi Chanina. Dafilu b'sheni nami l'Rav lo nafik. Even after that, it's also no good. Hadar applies all 7 days. So what do you mean? Da mitzvah hadu Rabbi Inan ho v'maskir shem shemayim alav. It's you have to have a hider. Look what Rashi says, because you say a bracha on it. Maskir shem shemayim alav. Kedama bereish pirkin yavesh pasul lo shneyantav rishon lo shneyantav sheni. Vokmina to be eaten hadar v'leka. So how on earth? What's the kasha now? El rav kasha. What's the kasha? El rav kasha. What? Right. So now we say that taking a bite out of it is also an issue of hadar.
Right.
To get chaser, it's also a hadar issue. So I can take a bite out of it. Amalak rav. Shani achbarim debeisi. No, guy takes a bite out of it, so what's the big deal? But mice is much worse. Mice is repulsive. I don't touch an esrog that the mice ate. He ate it, okay? He's my rebbe, right?
It's a little funny.
It's very funny. Ikad yamri amrav zehadar. Just the opposite. This is hadar. After all, Rabbi Chanina took a bite out of it and ate it. Right? Said the Taz, you want to tell me that you're going to compare Rabbi Chanina to a mouse? Basically what we're doing. Right? Oh, don't worry about it. Don't problem if the mice come. After all, Rabbi Chanina did it. How could that be? Right? How could that be? Therefore, he says, he likes the first version much better. Because it's hard to say this. But still.
Think of your care, and
if
someone
had
taken a bite
out,
would you like, ugh.
Right. Rabbi Chanina kasha, right. Rabbi Chanina kasha masnitzin, it's still a kasha. How could he do that? The Mishnah says, no. Lo kasha. Kani yantar frishon, kani yantar shady. First day, second day.
He argues in Rav.
What?
Rav says the whole thing.
Rav says it's an issue of Hadar. So that is subjective. Yeah.
So what is the deal now? The first day has to be Hadar or the whole Sukkah? I'm still not clear about this.
The whole Sukkah has to be Hadar.
Right, according to everybody?
Yes.
If you're still not clear about it, then you're perfectly understanding.
The question is, what does Hadar mean?
No, we just say only according to Rav you need. According to Rav you need it to hold. El Rav Dam ain't a...
Right, because it's not an issue of Hadar. That's an issue of Chasar. If I take a bite out of it, it's chaser.
Missing something.
If a mouse takes a bite out of it, that's already a hadur.
The Hamitzvah Hadur being the Rashi just read. The
right.
Hadur being whole maskashin. Well, that's Rashi's version. You need hadur the whole 7 days.
That everyone says that. The question is taking a bite out of it an issue of hadur?
Right,
so
how
are
we distinguishing
between
first and second
day? Yeah, Hadar is not what we think. Oh, it's so pretty. I see no, the bumps.
How are we distinguishing first and second day now? How is that coming?
Because L'kach L'chem B'yom HaRishon.
What's the
Mitzvah? So, by the way, we had this, the first page of this parak, Tosfos asked that question.
Yeah, we have it.
Right.
And Tosfos said, whatever you look, is oh, that's an Etzrik.
Exactly.
That's what Tosfos said.
That's what I'm saying. But what's unique about the first day? It has to be what?
Then? Has to be, everything has to be perfect. Has to be Hadar, and it has to be, can't be dried out, and it has to be whole.
Right.
After that, the only thing you require is Hadar.
Right.
What if it's Chaser? What if it's Chaser? What if the pitim fell off? It's okay. Why? It still looks like an Esrog. But if mice are all over it, it doesn't look like an Esrog.
No.
Yes.
The Hadar.
That's a problem. So they're arguing about what is Hadar. Someone says, if I take a bite out of it, Rabbi Chanina, that's okay. Still, it's still Hadar, and it's Chaser. So after the first day, that's okay. What about mice? The mice is different. It's much worse. It's disgusting. That's an issue of Hadar. Therefore, it's no good.
The issue really is that it just looks like an Esrog or not.
Right.
I'm going to be honest.
Okay, next. Esrog cotton. A small Esrog. So what do we say about a small Esrog? The shear is, some say egos, and Rabbi Yehuda said a beitza. That's the minimum shear. Amar Rav from Bar Papa, machlokas, kan kach machlokas, bavanam, mikruzolos. The same machlokas by stones to use when you want to wipe yourself in the men's room. They used to use stones. What size are the stones to be able to carry them on Shabbos? Tanya, b'Shabbos, gimel avanim mikruzolos, mutar lahachnas the beis hakisei. You're allowed to bring them into the beis hakisei. Rashi says even though it's a karmelis, covered abrios, there was no gzeira. So therefore you can carry them in. Kavashiur, and how big are they? Rameir omake egos, yehud omake beita. Same sizes. Ubagadol kadeshi also. What about the size? How big can it be? So Tanya Amar Rabbi Yosi, Maisa Rabbi Akiva, Shabala Beis HaKnesses, Vesrog Al Ksefo. The Esrog was on his shoulder, couldn't even carry it. Of course, all the Rishonim point out, when he did the bracha, he couldn't have it on his shoulder. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Misham Raya, Ahim Amru, Einzel Hadar. What kind of Esrog is that? So that's unresolved. But the Halacha L'maisa, I don't know, once in high school, Rabbi Bash once brought an Esrog, looked like a football. That's the biggest Esrog I ever saw. A huge. So is that kosher? I don't know.
You ever see Freddy's Esrog?
He has big ones?
Yes.
Really?
You can't get two
hands. Right. So we're gonna see that shortly about the... Yeah.
He's not sparred.
He is now.
No, but Chabad also has big ones.
Because Chabad is Yanava.
Yanava.
Ain't Ogden as Halulov. You don't... Ain't ogden as a lulav ella b'mino. You're only allowed to bind the lulav with one of the minim of the dalad minim. You can't bind it with silk or string. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Remeir Omer, afilu b'chut b'mashicha. Even with a chut or a rope. A chut means a skinny rope and a mashicha is a bigger rope. No problem. Omer Remeir, not only that, ma'itze ba'anshe Yerushalayim, she'er ogden as a lulavea b'gmuniyot shalzav. They use golden strings to tie their lulavim. These are the chashuv of people. So you see, it's all good. Amrlo. So they answered back, Bimino haya ogdenoso lamata. Nah, underneath that there was a real min. Underneath that they had those rings. Then on top they put it out for show. But underneath it was a... What's the issue? The issue is, as we're going to see now in the Gemara, Amar Rava, Afilu Besiv, Afilu Be'ikwa de Dikla. These are other parts of the Dekel tree. I'm not sure what they are in English. Siv and Ikwa de Dikla. But there are other parts of the tree. That's okay. It doesn't have to be a lulav, a leaf off the lulav, or a hadassim itself. It can even be parts of the tree. That's also good. Amar Rava, my time of Rabbi Yehuda, the Kesavar lulav, my time of Rabbi Yehuda. Why is Rabbi Yehuda makbid? It has to be only that min. Because Kesavar lulav tzarech eged. Lulav requires eged. I'm not sure why it has to require eged for this to be true. The imaisi mina achrina. If you bring something else, have a chamisha mini. You'll have an extra min. If you're gonna cut it, if you're gonna hold it with apple tree leaves, right? If you're gonna do that, you have a fifth min. Well, oh, because lulav tzarech eged. So it's necessary, it's required. What's this doing here? It's a fifth min. Amar Rava, Mana Ninala, the Siv, the Ikra, the Dikla, Mina de Lulavahu. So how do I know that these other parts of the lulav tree count? And it's not a fifth min. How do I know that? The Tanya, it says, Basukas Teshvu, Sukkah shall call Davar Vidavar, Divi Rav Meir. What can the Sukkah be made out of? Whatever you want. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, listen to this. Ain sukkah no hekes, el bedal minim shabalulav. The only thing you can use for a sukkah, it means schach, by the way. Right now it means schach. Only from the dalad minim. Meaning, all your branches, all your schach, has to be from dalad minim. But I didn't know, say, it's actually a kal v'chomer that I'm right. Ma lulav, shein noeg b'leilos, ki b'yamim, ein noeg, el b'arvas minim. Lulav is only by day, not by night, and yet you have four minim. So sukkah, shein hekes b'leilos, ki b'yamim. A sukkah, which can be kept at night and by day, Eino din shlo tehe ella arvat minim. Shouldn't that also be dalad minim? It's such an interesting kal v'chomer because we tend to think that the dalad minim and sukkis really have nothing to do with each other. It happens to me there's an added mitzvah that the dalad minim should be taken on sukkis. Why not on Pesach? No reason. We'll do it on sukkis. You see how they're connected. There's a connection between, according to this, there's a connection between them. What exactly is the connection? What kind of kal v'chomer is this? Not such an easy kal v'chomer. According to Yehuda, such a kal v'chomer. We're going to ask tomorrow, yeah, but didn't we have the Gemara earlier with the boards, how wide the boards could be? What were those boards made out of? Rabbi Yehuda's going to say they were made out of lulav trees. In a chenami.
What tree?
Lulav. It can't be something else, because you're not allowed to. That's what he's going to say tomorrow. Unrelo. They answered back, kind of kavachomer that. Kol din sha'atadon chilasa lahachmir. V'sofo lahakel ain't a din. Any kavachomer that results in a kula can't be a kavachomer. What does that mean? I'll say it outside. What that means is, what if I don't have lulav boards for my schach? What if I don't have it? What am I going to do? Not sit in a sukkah? That's a bizarre kavachomer. It's a kavachomer that results in not doing the mitzvah.
But there's another problem with that. But if you're going to talk about using boards from lulav tree, then you're destroying a fruit tree. You're not allowed to do that.
What do you mean? No, you're not destroying. You can take lulav branches and make branches.
Branches, but yeah. But not planks.
Maybe the tree already died. I don't know. You have to think of it. So whatever you use for schach from the apple tree and the orange tree, use from the lulav tree. It's a date tree. That's all. That's what he says. So the Gemara answers back, but any kal v'chomer that's going to result in a bizarre kula like that, then what's going to happen? No one's going to do the mitzvah. Well, I don't have. So what am I supposed to do? Apple tree, I have ton of branches. I can't use that. Why? There's a kal v'chomer. Tosfos brings another case where that comes up. He says, look at the Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos. Ki hai gav de pligi repara kol shah. A little bit in Yana Diyoma, a little bit, we're almost there by Pesach. The Omer ain biur chametz ella b'sreifa. You can only get rid of your chametz with sreifa. Kavachomer me no sir. What's the kavachomer? No sir. She ain the bal yira. There's no din of bal yira by no sir. You don't have to search your house every day. See, there's no sir there yet. Umahadri le rabbanon she'os right. And no, there's no bal yira by no sir. And yet you have to burn it. So chametz, which has bayra, for sure you have to burn it.
Completely different thing.
1 second. Din chilas lahachmir sofa lahakel. That's going to lead to a terrible kula. Why? In lo matza eitzim l'sarfa. We can't. I don't have eitzim. I can't burn it. What am I supposed to do? Leave my chametz sitting here? No. The answer is you get rid of it from some other way. You want to make a kavachomer, these beautiful kavachomers that end up resulting in not doing mitzvot. Says the Gemara that can't be, right? Unbelievable kavachomer, and then people don't do the mitzvah. Same thing over here. You're going to require, based on a kavachomer, to have only the aschach can only be made from dalad minim. Don't have it. What are they going to do?
It's a kavachomer that
doesn't
really make
too much sense. Right? By the way, the kavachomer from Gnosis is exactly the same. Then Tosa says, it ends up, that's not
Yeah,
that's not the reason. The way you say it's a mamatzinu. It's not a kavachomer. It's a mamatzinu, right? Okay. Just one more line. We'll do the top line for a second. Lo matza arbat minim. What if you don't have the arba minim? Yoshev a batel. What's I'm not going to have a sukkah? Vatora umra, but sukkah stesh v'shivas yamim. Sukkah shall call dover v'dover. Sukkah shall call dover. Sukkah can be made out of anything. Who made this rule? Right? Right. The Rishash asks a Kalvachomer, a Kasha, which he doesn't answer, right? One second. Yeah. What did he say? Lola, okay, I'll let it go. Not sure what that means. Okay. V'chein hu Omer be'Ezra Omer. And it says in Ezra. We have a minute. Yeah. You know, we'll stop here. It says in Ezra. It's not in Ezra, by the way. It's in Nehemia. What? No, because they never called Nehemia. They always called it Ezra. Because right. So is it going to be a pasuk in Nehemia that when he told everybody to keep the sukkah, he mentions other things? So how could Rabbi Yehuda say it could only be Dal Minim? He's going to say, oh, those are the walls. So I still hold my tzach has to be Dal Minim, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow is a jam-packed daf. All right, everybody have a very good day.